السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today message, because I have a lot of messages for you today. Hopefully you are serious about it. Take it very serious, because what I'm sharing with you, hopefully inshallah, can really give you certain understanding, certain comprehending, because in this life, in this journey, maybe one word, maybe one understanding can change your life forever. I will start with verse 71. Verse 71, 72, An-Naml, the ant. And I want you to read verse 71 and 72 and find something so beautiful. The two verse is very similar but opposite. And in the end of every verse is a question. The first one, أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ, and the another one, أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Can you hear? And the another one, do you have the ability to know and see? Why? And verse 73, أَفَلَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Are you going to thank me? Read this reverse and try to comprehend why Allah end up every verse with أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ, أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, أَفَلَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Let me see if you can comprehend some of the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 76. 76 until 82. قصة قارون. But قصة قارون, the story of قارون from 76 to 82 with complete comprehensive messages and wisdom from Allah. Can you share with me how many wisdom and how many advice from Allah to us and how it reflects in my life? 83 till 88. 83 until 88. This is like all Makki Quran. This is message from Allah and advice from Allah, wisdom from Allah to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Al-Ankabut, chapter Al-Ankabut, the spider. 1 until 7, a complete comprehensive message, and you will not believe it. If you hear me in last many days or weeks, and you have doubt and question about too many topic, I promise you, if you read 1 to 7, almost 80%, 90% of all your question will be answered. And if you read verse 8, you will see the advice from Allah to you. And again, if you read verse 10 and 11, you will see a question to all the answer you might have in your heart. Verse 21 is the constitution of Allah in earth and in His own creation. He forgive whom He want, He torture him who want. Don't try to calculate. Don't try to have it like a formula. It's a musiba. It's a musiba, we forget the basic of ubudiyya. Because this journey of ubudiyya is unseen. Because a lot of people, their mind is so, cannot relax to the point they take it as a formula. No way. No way. The whole journey of our life is unseen. After this is unseen. The promise of Allah and what will happen and who Allah will forgive, who Allah will reward. I do not know. As we read 21 carefully and slowly. This is why if you understand the whole journey of Islam and Iman, to have a relationship with Allah, to hopefully, inshallah, Allah will grant me His rahmah. Is not my good deed, is not my bad deed. Don't even think about it. Don't try to calculate it. Because we do not even know what left and how I die. You do not know nothing. Live day by day. Just try. 23, a beautiful message. Now 24, verse 24. I want you to read it slowly and look at the end of the verse. Unbelievable. After Allah give you a certain advice and a message, He tell you, لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Meaning, Allah, He talked to you, to the believer. Meaning, if I'm in a state of Iman, in a time of reading this verse, I will get it. I will get it. And by the way, before I forget, for the brother who talk about rewarding, I know people sit down, they read Quran so beautifully. The voice is untouchable. The recitation is perfect. And when they finish, ask them, what message you get? And even the people who buying, the reciter so-and-so, the reciter so-and-so, the reciter so-and-so, after they hear the Quran, tell them, what is the message? I bear witness to Allah, almost 99% of the people do not even know what Allah is talking about. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. By this way, when you go to verse 24, Allah said, لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. If I'm in a state of Iman, I'm reading Quran with tadabbur, with comprehending, and try to figure out what Allah tell me, Allah will give me a message. Verse 40 is a complete, beautiful message. And 40, I wanted to watch the news. Watch what happened in Italy yesterday and 2 weeks ago. One earthquake after earthquake, and a small one. 6.6, 6.4, is not even 7 or 8 or 9. I'm watching because Italian people love dunya, and they love to have a perfect life, perfect decoration, perfect dessert, perfect food, perfect this, perfect looking. And all of a sudden, everything is gone. 40 is a message, beautiful message from Allah to us. 41 till 43. This is again a comprehending message with a question from Allah. And again, look at what Allah said. وَمَا يَعْقِلْهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. After Allah give you two verse of messages, He said, and this not for everybody, this for only those who can have intellect and have knowledge. Again, you can have IQ, whatever number. You can be a doctor degree and two doctor degree and this and that and scientist and invention and you can be an atheist. By this way, I want you to read the last sentence and the last question from Allah to people have intellect and ability to see and know. Who is this people? Is your degree? Is your IQ? Or if Allah open your heart and your chest and faculty to when you read Quran, you can comprehend. This is Allah. This is Allah. By this way, if you read in Quran with the intention to comprehend, to get messages from Allah, to benefit from this message, and to get closer to Allah, and to ask what Allah wants me to know, because Quran is dynamic. I need it. I need it daily. Because if I do not have it, and I do not reflect upon it, shaitan will take me, my nafs will take me, and genetic will take me, and deception will take me, and I will be finished. 45, a very comprehensive message. this enough for you today. Hopefully, inshallah, give it a thought, give it some time. Don't rush. And believe me, all this comprehending of Quran doesn't have to be IQ. No, it's not IQ. You know how to do it? I will tell you. You sit down and you humble yourself to Allah. Even make sajda or two rak'ah and said, Allah, give me the depth of the knowledge. Give me the understanding, Ya Allah. Give me the wisdom, Ya Allah. Give me the ability to know, Ya Allah. Do you know how you get it? Very simple. This journey has one pillar. If this pillar broken or not strong, you're not going anywhere. You will not believe what is it. Is humble and humility. And honest to Allah, may Allah forgive me, I'm the first. We are full of kibr. We are full of ego and arrogance. Our ego and arrogance is killing us, is blind us of even seeing the verse of Quran or the hadith of Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And humble and humility, who aware about it? Allah Jalla Jalalu. And I will tell you, I will give you a test of a lifetime. How many times daily I ask Allah for basira? How many times I ask Him for nur? How many times I ask Him for hikmah? How many times I ask Him for fahm, comprehending and understanding? How many times in every situation and every thought I return it to Allah and said, Allah, please help me out. Tell me what to do. دَبَّلْ لِي فَإِنَّنِي لَا أُحْسِنِ التَّدْبِيرِ. Plan for me, I do not know how to plan. Choose for me, I do not know how to choose. And we apply this in any relationship, in every thought, in every action. And remember, O Allah, don't make me rely on myself, even a blink of an eye. May Allah make me humble and humility to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the nur of Quran, the barakah of Quran, the rahmah of Quran, the hikmah of Quran, the basira of Quran, the ability to do the tadabbur of Quran. O Allah, give me ilman nafi'a, wa rizqan wasi'a, wa shifa'an min kulli da'a, wa na'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'u, wa min qalbin la yakhsha'u, wa min aynin la tadma'u, wa min nafsin la tajba'u, wa min du'a'in la yastajabu lah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, allow me to live the message. And make this message witness to me, not against me. Make the earth witness to me, not against me. Make me among those who are chosen by you to give them the guidance, the ability, the wisdom, and most of all, to give me the Firdaus al-A'la, insha'Allah, and enable me to see your beautiful face, Ya Allah, and deal with me according to you with generosity and kindness, and don't deal with me according to me with justice and calamity, Ya Allah. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.